Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, INC. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to, first of all, take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So we are here. We pray for you, with you, right along beside you every Tuesday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. Right now, I want to invite the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never, ever want to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. Amen. Praise be to God. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
God. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God again. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, taking prayer requests at this time. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. This is simple. We're going to have a church. When I look back on my life and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know, God?
Restores my soul. me when I'm in trouble, when I'm sick.
Jesus,
you see, he touched my body,
sustaining me,
and I can feel a mile of me. Yes.
And no matter,
no matter what the time, his blood, his
he
blood
always brings me.
Oh,
rest.
Jesus. Somebody gotta cry out. Jesus,
sustaining me.
Sometimes you gotta call him.
Jesus,
you gotta call on him.
Sustaining me.
My Lord.
Jesus.
Sustains
me
late in the midnight hour.
Sustaining me
when I can't sleep at night.
Sustains me
trouble.
God is sustaining
trouble all the night.
Jesus sustains me.
Sometimes you're free.
Your glorious love, your Are you clothed in majesty? You said all of this is for your glory. You said that the Lamb will cover me. Lord, I have no words, and I don't.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, my faith is no faith at all if it depends upon whether or not you perform a miracle for me or for someone I love. And yet I believe that miracles do happen. So I ask you to look with compassion on my prayer and to grant the desires of my heart. Whether your answer is yes or no, now or later, I trust that you hear me, that you understand my distress, and that you will act with compassion. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And it's as simple as that. You can call in your prayer request at 319-527-6204, and there will be someone here to pray for you and with you and right along beside you. Amen. So at this time, I'm going to play another short selection, and then I will be back with our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. To God be the glory.
God made a way for me to walk and dig.
Amen. Praise be to God. It is now time for our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. Amen. Which is entitled, Live Like It's Morning. Amen. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. Amen. That's Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 through 9, where it says, therefore, and the title of this scripture is Walk in Love. It says, therefore, be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather given of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. Verse 8, walk in the light. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. The text for this message is coming from Ephesians 5 and 9, and it says, the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Praise God. Again, the title for this message is, Live Like It's Morning. When the writer says, when I have to travel across time zones by air, I try various remedies to avoid jet lag. I think I have tried them all on one occasion. I decided to adjust my in-flight eating to the time zone where I was heading. Instead of eating dinner with the rest of the passengers, I kept watching a movie and tried to fall asleep. The hours of elective fasting were difficult, and the breakfast that came right before we landed left much to be desired. But living out of sorts with those around me worked it jolted my body clock into a new time zone. Paul knew that if believers in Jesus were to truly reflect him in their lives, they would need to live out of step with the world around them. They were once darkness, but now they were to live as children of light, Ephesians 5 and 8. And what might that look like? Paul goes on to fill out the picture. The fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Sleeping through dinner may have seemed foolish to people on my flight, but even as it's midnight in the world, as believers, we are called to live like it's morning. This may provoke scorn and opposition, but in Jesus, we can walk in the way of love, following the example of the one who loves us and gave himself for us as a fragrant, offering and sacrifice to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Question, where have your actions and choices lined up too closely with the world around you? And what would the fruit of goodness, righteousness, and truth look like in your life? Think about those two questions. Amen. Let us pray. Jesus, wake us up to the new day that has come in you, in us. Fill us with your power to live in a different time zone. Open our eyes to choose goodness, righteousness, and beauty. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that is our daily bread and scriptural reading for this evening. To God be the glory. So again, I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, and this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are always here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Apostle R.D. Wiggins will be here with our lesson in Basic Theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So if you would like to join us and participate in the lesson, again, our call-in number is 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. Great, and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this: our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say. Come on, if you know he's awesome, say it. Come on and lift your voice. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it.
throughout my life, there have been many trials and tribulations. But there are one thing I come to know without a doubt, is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always.
When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair. Fall down on your knees, they help to save your feet. Cast your cares on him, he'll supply all your needs. Friends and family, they can walk away. But when you call on God, he'll come and save the day. He loves and cares for you, and he will see you through. You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, he will stand.
And full of grace and grace. My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. From dust to dust, fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean from my mind. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
Dear Lord, in whom we live and move and have our being, open our eyes that we may behold thy fatherly presence ever about us. Draw our hearts to thee with the power of thy love. Teach us to be anxious for nothing. And when we have done what thou hast given us to do, help us, O God, our Savior, to leave the issues to thy wisdom. Take from us all doubt and mistrust. Lift our thoughts up to thee in heaven and make us to know that all things are possible to us through thy Son, our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And that's all it is to it, to call in your prayer request. If you have something that you want us to pray for, or to pray for a family member, a friend, a neighbor, whatever it is that God puts on your heart to ask prayer for, we are here on Pray One for Another, taking prayer requests at this time. In the meantime, I will play another selection. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. Praise be to God. And this time I would like to leave you with some words of wisdom by Billy Graham. He said, think of the things you do not worry about. Perhaps you never worried about whether you will be able to get water out of the faucet in your kitchen. Or maybe you do not worry about a tree falling on your house. Now, ask yourself why you do not worry about such things. Is it because in the case of running water, that it has always been there every time you wanted it? Or that a tree has never fallen on your house before? Certainly breeds trust, doesn't it? We can be just as certain and just as worried-free about God's love, protection, and provision, because he has never gone back on a single one of his promise. Amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. At this time, I will play another selection while we're waiting on our speaker for this evening. Praise God.
Fill me up, God. Fill me up. flow in my heart and permeate all my soul, all my soul is yours.
Amen. Praise be to God, everybody. At this time, I'd like to acknowledge my co-host online. God bless you, Sister Barbara. How are you this evening?
Good evening. I'm blessed and highly favored. How you doing?
Blessed. Thank you. Are you conducting the lesson tonight? Because I don't see Pastor on the line, and you and I are the only ones here.
Okay, I'll start.
Okay.
I'll open with prayer.
Amen.
Precious and Heavenly Father, once more and again, few of your humble servants come to say thank you.
Thank you.
Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, giving us strength for the struggle, allowing us to see a day that we've never seen before. God, we thank you for all of your benefits, all of your faithfulness, your unconditional love, your favor, your glory, your honor, God. We just praise you for your awesomeness. Lord, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. So we thank you, we love you, we bless you. Ask that you forgive us of our sins, those of omission and commission. Bless everyone that's on the line and will be coming on the line and even thought about coming on the line tonight, and I pray that you will just have your will and have your way. These many things I ask in the name of your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. So we're going to get started with our next chapter, which is chapter 21.
Mm-hmm.
Still talking about angels.
Amen.
And this one is titled The Ministry of Angels. So I'll just read some, and you can read some, but let me just start. Basically and essentially, good angels are servants. We see that in Hebrews 1 and 14. If you would you get Hebrews 1 and 14?
Okay.
God sends them for service or help, diaconian, of believers. And in so serving, the angels function as priestly messengers, liturgica pneumatata, in the temple universe of God. So we see that angels come basically to help. God sends them the service and help of believers. And if you have Hebrews 1 and 14, would you let me see what that says?
Okay, are they not all ministering spirits? sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation. And that's from the New King James Version.
Amen. So they're ministering for salvation. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to look at portion one, and it says, in relation to God. In relation to God, angels' primary ministry is to worship and praise him. And we see that in Psalms 148, 1 through 2. And if you get Psalm 148, I'll get Isaiah 6 and 3. And it says, they praise him.
You want me to read it now?
Yes, please.
Okay, Psalms 148 and 1 and 2 says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Amen.
Amen. So we see that they praise him.
Yes.
And they're encouraging everybody to praise him. I'm reading from the message.
Okay.
And it goes from 1 through 8, so I'm going to try to estimate where 3 is, starting at 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the master sitting on a throne, high, exalted, and the train of his robes filled the temple. Angel seraphs hovered above him, each with 6 wings. With 2 wings, they covered their faces, with 2, their feet, and with 2, they flew, and they called back and forth one to the other. Holy, holy, holy is God of the angel armies. His bright glory fills the whole earth. The foundations trembled at the sound of the angel voices, and then the whole house filled with smoke. I said, I'll stop there. I think that's covered 3.
Amen.
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 Part B. They worship him. If you will get Hebrews 1 and 6, I get Revelation 5, 8 through 13.
Okay. Hebrews 1 and 6 says, but when he again brings the firstborn into the world, he says, let all the angels of God worship him. Amen. Wow.
Amen. So they worship him. And they're calling for all the angels of God.
Yes.
To worship him. So I'm going to start, this starts at 6, 6 through 10, and it says really 8 through 13.
Okay.
All right. It says, so I looked, and there, surrounded by the throne, animals, and elders, was a lamb slaughtered but standing tall. Mm-hmm. 7 horns he had and 7 eyes, the 7 spirits of God sent into all the earth. He came to the one seated on the throne and took the scroll from his right hand. The moment he took the scroll, the 4 animals and 24 elders fell down and worshipped the lamb. Each had a harp, and each had a bowl, a gold bowl filled with incense, the prayers of God's holy people. And they sang a new song, worthy, take the scroll, open its seals, slain, paying in blood, you bought men and women, bought them back from all over the earth, bought them back for God. Then you made them a kingdom, priests, for our God, priests, kings, to rule over the earth. I looked again. I heard a company of angels around the throne, the animals and the elders. 10,000 names, 10,000 their number, thousands after thousand after thousand in full song. The slain lamb is worthy. Take the power, the wealth, the wisdom, the strength.
take the honor, the glory, the blessing. Then I heard every creature in heaven and earth, in underworld and sea, join in, all in voices, in all places, singing, to the one on the throne, to the Lamb, the blessing, the honor, the glory, the strength, for age after age after age. The four animals called out, oh yes, the elders fell to their knees and worshiped. Amen. So that's in 14.
Powerful.
Yeah. Powerful. Can you even imagine that scene? Praise God.
Hallelujah. Yes.
And then we're going to ask you to get Job 38:6-7, and
okay.
I'll read, see, they rejoice in what he does. Amen.
Amen. Okay, Job 38:6-7 says, to what were its foundation fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So what did you read again? Say that first.
Job 38.
Uh-huh.
6-7.
Just six.
No, 6-7.
No, I'm asking you just to read 6.
Oh, okay. It says, to what were its foundation fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone?
Amen. So thank you. They've joyed in what he does.
Mm-hmm.
And again, to what were the foundations fixed? And who laid the cornerstones of all that was created? But God. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
They rejoiced in what he did, and anybody could have done that.
No.
But God.
Nobody but God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
And then if you get Psalm 103, verse 20, I'll get Revelation 22:9. And D says, they serve him. They serve him.
Wow. The pages are thick. Okay, 103:20 says, bless the Lord, you his angels, who excelled in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And Revelation 22:9, it starts at 8 in message. I, John, saw all these things with my own eyes, heard them with my ears. Immediately when I heard and saw, I fell on my face to worship at the feet of the angel who laid it all out before me. He objected, no, you don't. I'm a servant just like you and your companion, the prophets, and all who keep the words of this book worship God. Worship God. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
So they were amazed when they saw John and they wanted to just, you know, worship him. You know, I fell on the face to worship at the feet of the angel, and the angel said, no, I'm a servant just like you. You know, your companion is
right.
I'm just like you. Don't worship me.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. And then we have in Job, I want you to get 1-6 and 2-1, but at E it says, they appear before him.
Okay.
Amen.
One and six.
Two.
Says,
I'm sorry.
One and
six, right. And two and one. Yes.
6 says, now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. You're right there in the midst of
very familiar passage, yes.
Oh, yes. And 2:1 says, again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. Amen. Wow.
Amen.
He was right there in the midst of it.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm going to read F. They are instruments of God's judgment. And that's Revelation 7:1 and 8:2. I'll read that.
Okay.
7:1 says, immediately I saw four angels standing at the four corners of earth, standing steady with a firm grip on the four winds, so no wind would blow on earth or sea, not even rustle a tree. Amen.
Amen.
7:1. And 8:2 reads, I saw the seven angels who are always in readiness before God, handed seven trumpets. Then another angel carrying a gold censer came and stood at the altar. He was given a great quantity of incense so that he could offer up prayers of all the holy people of God on the golden altar throne. Smoke billowed up from the incense-laced prayers of the holy ones, rose before God from the hand of the angels. Amen. So they have instruments.
Instruments, yes.
God's judgment. And we go to the part. Did someone else join us?
No.
Okay. Part 2.
Mm-hmm.
In relation to epics, and some say epochs, but I'm going to say epics.
Okay.
In relation to epics, do you know what an epic is?
No.
Okay, that's the beginning of a history, like a change. Like they say the Victorian epic, that was a certain time in life where we did it a certain kind of way, you know, with the long dresses and the, you know, the, well, I was going to say the high neck, but many of them had
low
cleavage.
Yes.
But you know.
Yes.
I don't even know what they were. Well, Victorian, you know, very proper and
yes,
supposed to be. So,
mm-hmm.
New epic. And they say that an epic is about 3 million years. Amen?
Wow.
About 3 million years.
Mm-hmm.
So, here to be unusually active when God institute a new epic in the sweep of history. A, they did praise when the earth was created.
Yes.
Did you get Job?
We just read that. Yeah, we
okay,
read
so
38:6-7.
That.
Yes.
All right. And so if you can get Galatians 3:19, I'll get Hebrews 2:2.
Okay.
And it says, they were involved in the giving of the Mosaic Law.
Mm.
Galatians 3:19.
Okay. 3:19 says, oh, the purpose of the law. What purpose then does the law serve? It was added because of transgression till the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was appointed through angels by the hand of a mediator. Amen. Wow.
It was appointed through angels. Amen.
Yes, through a mediator.
Mm-hmm. Hebrews 2:2. This goes from 1-4, but I'll try to fill 2. It's crucial that we keep a firm grip on what we've heard so that we don't drift off. If the old message delivered by the angels was valid and nobody got away with anything? Do you think we can risk neglecting this latest message, this magnificent salvation? Amen.
Amen.
I just have to read that. I'm sorry. First of all, it was delivered in person by the Master, then accurately passed on to us by those who heard it from him. All the while, God was validating it with gifts through the Holy Spirit, all sorts of signs and miracles as he saw fit.
Mm-hmm.
What a God. What a God.
What a God.
Part C, if you forget Matthew 1:20 and 4:11, and I'll read, they were active at the first advent of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Matthew 1 and 20.
1 and 20.
20. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise be to God. And 4 and 11. 2, 3, 4. And 11 says, then the devil, as usual, left him, and behold, an angel came and ministered to him. Amen. Devil is always on the scene.
Amen. Amen. And then part B, I'm going to read Acts 8:26 mm-hmm. and 10 and 3. If you would get 7:12, 10, I'm going to read 10, 3, and 7, and you read 12, 11.
Okay.
Okay. They were active during the early years of the church. Mm-hmm. Acts 8 and 26 says, later God's angel spoke to Philip. At noon today, I want you to walk over to that desolate road that goes from Jerusalem down to Gaza. He got up and went. He met an Ethiopian eunuch coming down the road.
Mm-hmm.
The eunuch had been on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem and was returning to Ethiopia, where he was minister in charge of all the finances of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. He was riding in a chariot and reading the prophet Isaiah. And 10 and 3 says, Acts 10 and 3.
And 7.
Says, okay, this goes 1 to 3. There was a man named Cornelius who lived in Caesarea, captain of the Italian guard stationed there. He was a thoroughly good man. He had led everyone in his house to live worshipfully before God, was always helping people in need, and had the habit of prayer. One day about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he had a vision. An angel of God, as real as his next-door neighbor, came in and said, Cornelius. Okay. And then we got 7. Well, the other one is 7.
No, yours is 7.
Yeah, I know. 7. Said, as soon as the angel was gone, Cornelius took 2 servants and 1 particularly devout soldier from the guard. He went over with them in great detail everything that had just happened and then sent them off to Joppa. Amen. That was 7. And if you read 12:11.
Okay. 12:11 says, and when Peter had come to himself, he said, now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectations of the Jewish people. Amen.
Amen. And the last one in that section, if you would get 1 Thessalonians 4 and 16, I'll get Matthew 25 and 31. And it says, they will be involved in events surrounding the second advent of Christ. Go back to 25 and 31. The sheep and the goats. When he finally arrives, blazing in beauty and all his angels with him, the Son of Man will take his place on his glorious throne. Then all the nations will be arranged before him. He will sort the people out, much as a shepherd sorts out goats, putting sheep to his right and goats to his left. Amen. What do you think about
The goats and the sheep?
Yeah, about what Jesus is going to do, separate the sheep from the goats, the sheep on the right, the goats on the left.
So that means he's separating the good from the bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's what he's going to do when he come back again.
Right. And he will do the separating, so man doesn't need to get involved with that, you know?
Nope. Not at all.
You know? He can try to show people the way to Christ,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, he's dealing with, basically, excuse me, dealing with grown folks. You can't make them do anything. You know, but
exactly.
You can tell them.
Yeah, that's all you can do is just tell them about the goodness of Jesus
yes.
and what he did for you, you know, and
mm-hmm.
that's it.
And what he can do for them.
Exactly. Yep.
If they let
okay.
him.
Pray. Yes, now that's the way you come.
If they let him.
Let him. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So nowadays, people don't even want to hear about them.
Some of them, right. Some of them
yeah,
don't.
Some of them don't. Mm-mm. And so, like, who was that? Oh, I was looking at The Price is Right one day last week. The talk. And what's his name? The guy that does the Price is Right.
Drew Carey.
He said that he used to believe in God, but he don't anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I was like, whoa. He knows. There's a higher being,
mm-hmm.
but he don't believe. So once he said that, they changed the subject to something else.
Did he say why he doesn't believe?
No, he just said he used to believe. I guess because with everything that's going on now, like he kind of lost faith. Maybe he lost somebody that's close to him and you know, like that's what happens, like people lose faith when they lose a loved one and they want to question God and say, why did he let it happen? And I was praying that, you know, my friend or my family member, whatever comes out of it, maybe,
yeah,
you know, he has a lot of people that he loved and died from the COVID, but he didn't say it. He just said he used to believe, but not anymore.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
That's a powerful statement to make on national TV.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
But, you know, that's his belief. Nobody can change him from what he believes in.
That's
anyway,
it. That's for now.
Absolutely.
He might go back. No.
Yeah, 1 Thessalonians 4 and 6 says,
16.
For the Lord himself will descend from
16?
Heaven. Huh?
4:16.
Yes.
Oh, you said 6. Okay.
No, 1 Thessalonians 4 and 16.
Okay.
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
God.
And so the angels are there.
Mm-hmm.
The angels are there.
Yes.
All right. Part 3, in relation to the ministry of Christ at his birth. Prediction. I'm going to read Matthew 1 and 20. If you would get Luke 1, 26 through 28.
Okay.
And it says prediction. Gabriel predicted his birth. Matthew 1 and 20 says, while he was trying to figure a way out, he had a dream. God's angel spoke in the dream. Joseph, son of David, don't hesitate to get married. Mary's pregnancy is spirit conceived. God's Holy Spirit has made her pregnant. Amen.
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 Okay, Luke 1 and 26 says, Gabriel announces Christ's birth. 26 says, now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Praise God.
Amen.
The angels.
How do you think she felt at that time?
She felt blessed, but then she excited. But I think like when he said it to her, she probably felt like a little frightened. Because
she was a teenager.
Exactly. Yes. So, yes.
And we know that. Go on.
No, I was going to say, and I know that, you know, as a young girl, you know, never known any man or anybody, was frightened when an angel came to her. But thank God that she was a believer. That's
God knew what he was doing. I mean,
absolutely.
And the thing is, he chose her. She wasn't the only young virgin around at the time.
Yeah.
He could have picked another somebody, but that.
There was something special about her. Was she from the lineage of David?
Or the lineage Joseph? Of David, yes.
The lineage, yeah.
She and her fiance.
They
both of them were from the lineage of David.
Okay.
You know?
Wow.
Both of them were from the lineage of David, so.
Amen. What a blessing.
That's a double blessing. You got it. I mean, there's no way. You can't get something from God out of this union, you know? It was just meant to be.
Yes.
It was meant to be. Praise God. I'm so glad it was meant to be. You're blessed by.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, and then you can over from B. But part 2 says announcement. An angel announced his birth to the shepherds and was then accompanied in praise by a multitude of angels. If you would get Luke 2 and read 8 through 15.
Okay.
8 through 15.
Okay. So this is the angels announced Jesus to the shepherds. So now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, when the Lord has made known to us, which the Lord has made known to us." Amen. Wow.
Amen. Amen.
Awesome.
So yes. What kind of angels were those that kind of terrified the shepherds?
The heavenly hosts. Those were all the angels that was in heaven. But
you know they all come from heaven now. Wait a minute. Were they cherubim? What do cherubim do? Remember?
The cherubims were the ones that was guarding the garden of
the tree of life.
Right.
Yes. So they're the guardian of the guarding, G-U-A-R-D, they're guarding angels.
Right.
Amen.
Okay, amen.
So it wasn't the cherubim. So what other kind have we been discussing?
Okay, we discussed the seraphim, the cherubim, and the Gabriel, the messenger,
the archangels. They're all messengers. Don't forget that all angels are messengers.
The archangels.
So they weren't cherubim. They weren't They weren't archangels. What were they?
Well, then that means they were seraphims.
All right.
Seraphims.
All right.
Well, I
had to know. Why do you know that they were seraphims?
Why did I thought they were seraphims?
Yes, ma'am. Not thought. Why do you know? Why do you know they were seraphims?
Oh, because... Okay, what do they do? Oh, because they are the praising ones.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's coming there slowly but surely. Yeah, they were the praising angels. They did. Hallelujah.
They were praising God in the highest.
Yeah.
And they. To the shepherds, I could imagine they were, you know, like tall, and they got this big wingspan and all of that, and glowing, of course. And at night,
you would be scared too.
I would have been
a bit scared when I first
you
saw.
You certainly would have been surprised. You would not have been expecting that out, you know, in the field. and you're trying to tend to the sheep and whatnot. But anyway, mm-hmm. these were the seraphim because they praised God. All right. They came to announce the birth, and then they accompanied and praised by a multitude of other angels. Amen. Yeah. So the seraphim are praisers, and the cherubim guard things. The cherubims are even around the throne of God.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. All right. So we got this part of during his life.
Okay. Which one are we reading now?
The one at his birth. Now we're at B during his life.
Oh, okay. Okay. So that's Matthew 2. Matthew 2, 13 through 15. Yes. Oh.
You know what I wanted you to do? I wanted you to read it and we go find the scriptures. You don't want to read it?
Okay. I'll read it. But not necessarily.
Okay. Okay.
During his life. Number one, warning. And the angel warned Joseph and Mary to flee to Egypt to escape Herod's wrath.
Herod's
wrath. Matthew 2, 13 through 15.
And I have that. So after the scholars were gone, God's angel showed up again in Joseph's dream and commanded, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt. Stay until further notice. Herod is on the hunt for this child and wants to kill him." Joseph obeyed. He got up, took the child and his mother under cover of darkness. They were out of town and well on their way by daylight. They lived in Egypt until Herod's death. This Egyptian exile fulfilled what Hosea had preached. "I called my son out of Egypt." Amen.
Amen.
So, but for the angel telling them to go,
yes,
not knowing what Herod was planning,
mm-hmm.
he believed, Joseph believed, and he took his wife and his new baby
to
Egypt.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. He sure did. Until that
part two.
Number two. Oh, the second part, 19 through 21.
Huh?
Direction. An angel directed the family to return to Israel after Herod died. Verses 19 through 21.
Okay.
Yes.
Later, when Herod died, God's angel appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt. "Up, take the child and his mother and return to Israel. All those out to murder the child are dead."
Yay.
Joseph obeyed, got up, and took the child and his mother and re-entered Israel. Mm-hmm. When he heard, though, that Archelaus has succeeded his father, Herod, as king in Judea, he was afraid to go there. But then Joseph was directed in a dream to go to the hills of Galilee. On arrival, he settled in the village of Nazareth. This move was a fulfillment of the prophetic words, "He shall be called a Nazarene." Amen.
Amen. That's because, you know, the son was worse than the father. So that's why they didn't want to go back there.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't think that Archelaus, the son, was in his footsteps, wanting to kill, you know, the newborn, well, the toddlers now, the new, you know, young boys.
Yeah, but didn't he kill his own father for that throne?
I don't know that story. Yeah, I hear you, but I don't know that story. We can kind of research it for homework. Want to do that?
No, I don't want to search it. I saw the movie too many times.
Oh, okay. I didn't see the movie.
It was in the same when Jesus was born, and when God told Joseph to go, and then Herod ordered all the Hebrew kids to be killed, anyone that's 2 years and below.
The boys, just the boys.
And then that's when Joseph went to Egypt. But then they went and they stayed there until they heard that their father died. And then they left there and they was going to go back. But then when they heard that it was the son who was the king, now he was worse than the father was. So they didn't go back there.
Okay, I will do that for homework. But anyway, you saw the movie.
You know me, I watch every biblical movie that comes on.
Okay.
And then I go to the Bible to see if it matches, and if it don't match, I was like, nah, that didn't happen.
Right, they kind of embellished it with their own imagination.
Exactly.
And sometimes they do.
Yeah.
Sometimes they do.
Okay.
So part three, ministration.
Mm-hmm. Angels ministered to him after his temptation. And that's Matthew 4 and 11.
Okay.
Right?
We still
in Matthew. Right?
Mm-hmm. The test was over. The devil left.
Mm-hmm.
And in his place, angels. Angels came and took care of Jesus' needs.
Amen. They were just waiting and for all the temptation and stuff to finish so they could go and take care of him.
Yes,
that's my thought. Because they couldn't interfere with God's plan.
The test.
So they were right. So they had to wait, and they was like too happy after the temptation when he like, get away from me, Satan.
Exactly.
And after that, they went and they cleaned him up, they fed him, they took care of his wounds and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm paraphrasing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then Luke 22:43.
Yeah, that's... And in his stress in Gethsemane.
Gone.
Yeah, that's it. Because that's still part of ministration.
Oh, I thought you were reading it.
I did.
22:43?
Yes, 22:43. That's Luke 22:43.
Mm-hmm. Mine goes 22:41-44, but if you read it, read it again?
No, I didn't read it. I was reading what it said in the book.
Oh, I thought, okay, let me read it then. It goes 22:41-44, and it says, he pulled away from them a stone's throw, knelt down and prayed, Father, remove this cup from me, but please, not what I want. What do you want? At once, an angel from heaven was at his side, strengthening him. He prayed on all the harder. Sweat wrung from him like drops of blood poured from his face. Mm. Amen.
That's
something trials that go through. I mean,
We human beings will never go through what Jesus went through for us. Never. We could never go through it.
The only one.
Yep.
the only one.
And, okay, 758. Number four, this we would, we'll stop after number four, his defense. So he said that legions, Matthew's 26:53.
Okay.
And I'll read it. He said that legions of angels stood ready to come to his defense if called on. Praise be to God.
Amen. And 26:53 says,
yes.
Well, my go 52:54. Jesus said, put your sword back where it belongs. Mm-hmm. All who use swords are destroyed by swords. Mm-hmm. Don't you realize that I am able right now to call my father and 12 companies, more if I want them, of fighting angels to be here, battle ready. But if I did that, how would the scriptures come true that say this is the way it has to be?
Yes.
Ooh. Wow.
That's what so I said. They were just sitting there waiting for for it to be over with so they can rush to minister to him. But can you imagine if he didn't want to go through all of that, he didn't have to, because he could have just called upon his father and sent legions of angels to come down and fight
but
Satan.
That would not have been the will of his father. That's not
exactly.
What he was
exactly. Yeah.
He was sent to die for mankind.
Mm-hmm.
Sent
absolutely.
To die for us.
Yes, he
but
did.
But crucifixion, all of that torment and
yeah.
All of that.
Mm-hmm.
Temptation, all of that. He went through it for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he went
yes.
through it for us that we might have right to salvation.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Like
thank you, Jesus. Wonderful lesson tonight. I really enjoyed this one.
Oh, you're welcome. I enjoyed it too. Thank you for your help.
Oh, no problem. I loved it to hear about the angels. I just got to get them in the right order. You know.
So do I.
Who is
mm-hmm.
for whom?
So
who which
forget
one is fighting? Yes.
Don't forget
yes.
what you learned. But
yes.
I want to go and check that part about when Herod died.
Yeah.
His son killed him. I never heard that before, but that doesn't mean anything.
No, because
okay.
That's what they showed in the movie now.
I understand.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Mm.
But you can check it out, though. So we
I plan
discuss,
to.
And we can discuss
I plan
it.
To check it out.
Yeah.
But we stopped at C, and so next week, God willing, we'll pick up from after his resurrection.
Yeah.
And we got not very much more of this, and we'll be at section 5.
Oh,
talking
yeah.
about our adversary, the devil.
Honey, that's going to be fun talking about that little rascal.
Won't that be something? Oh,
yes,
goodness.
Indeed. Now we're going to find out all the little things, the little tricks that he do to try to persuade you over to his
My
side.
Amen.
Praise
God. Now take us out in prayer. Precious and Heavenly Father, we thank you once more and again for allowing us to study theology, to find out more about you and your son and the angels and just your love for us, your making a way for us, your providence for us. God, thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name, I just really can't thank you enough, because you just so really amazing. Just so amazing. God, we love you. We thank you. Bless all the families. Bless all the friends. Bless the enemies, too. I pray that anyone that has experienced bereavement, that they will be comforted and know that you are in church, and that it may look a little rough right now, but it's going to be all right. This is your past.
Yes.
Hold on. they can hold on to your achievement. I just want to pray for Apostle Mother Wiggins in her absence. I pray that she's all right and that she knows we love her and we think about her and we miss her. So all these,
don't forget Penny too.
And Penny also, she's going through bereavement for the loss of her sister Deborah, I believe her name is. So we pray for
her.
Yes,
and she's supposed to have a procedure done also. Jake was a little worried about her yesterday because he said he was trying to get in touch with her and he can't reach her.
Okay, let me finish the prayer. And so
that is part of the prayer.
Well, so we thank you, God, for doing what you've done, doing what you're going to do, and doing what you're doing right now. And we just pray that all those who are undergoing medical procedures, that they will be their outcome will be successful and their recovery will be speedy. And anything else, God, that you see fit, we ask that you bless the President of the United States. And I ask that you steer him in the right way, God. We feel that he's a truthful man. He's a righteous man, God. And we just pray that what he's doing will be fruitful for our nation. I just thank you again for a man that has a heart, that has a love of you, dear Heavenly Father. And we thank you for him and his household and his vice president and all those in the government, Father God. And we love you again. We can't live without you. There's nothing we can do without you. So we praise you. We give you glory and honor. Thank you for opening up our understanding. And I just thank you. I can't. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. Thank you for that beautiful prayer and interceding on Penny and Mother's behalf. And thank you for a wonderful lesson this evening.
Oh.
Praise be to God.
And I just want to say that
If you didn't show up, I would have had to preach again tonight.
All right.
And I was like, okay, what is going on here? I had just left the meeting with Pastor and them at rehearsal. So I was like, okay, what happened? He ended the rehearsal like 15 minutes before. He must have laid down. And once he lay down, that's it. Forget it. he done went into a deep sleep. So I thank God that you came on and did our lesson this evening. So
okay, I'm glad I was able to come on too. But I just wanted to say, I had called Penny earlier tonight also, and I didn't get an answer. But when I spoke with her last week, she told me she had had a procedure. So she's having another one, like now?
Oh, maybe that was the same one he was talking about.
Oh, okay, but she had something, she was telling me she was recovering. I think she had something done the day before. Because I had invited her to come to the event on Saturday also. Did you make your reservation?
No, because I don't think I can make it because the program finished at 12. The program down there starts at 1.
Down where?
The place that with the hats and thing that we're supposed to be going
to. Oh, the Shea Josephine. But this is the deal. They kind of don't have too much room at 1 o'clock. So if you still want to come, you can call them and come at 1:30 or 2 o'clock.
But I still won't be able to get down there at that time because remember, I don't have accessoride until after my appointment on the 23rd.
Oh, I didn't know.
No, my assessor ride has expired until, because I didn't use it for the whole year.
And well, then most of us didn't. I didn't use mine either, but mine didn't expire. Mine is up, I think, in 2023. I have to look at the card.
No, mine's is up in 2021, and it was
but
up
you got
in February.
Yours before me.
In February.
Yeah, you got yours before me.
Right.
And but okay, so anyway, I'm glad I asked you because, like I said, today I found out that the 1 o'clock is booked up.
Yeah.
So I was just going to encourage you to, if you were coming, you know, you need to make that reservation because they're running out of space, which is good. I mean,
well,
that's a good thing.
Not good for me because I really had wanted to go because I never
well,
been
you
to
can still talk.
One of those
take
things.
An Uber if you really want to come.
Oh, I don't do Uber.
Okay, well.
Yeah, next time. Long as
yeah.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. I was going to text you and let you know that
okay.
I would be able.
It's all right. It's all right. Hopefully next time I have something, you'll be able to make it.
Oh, yeah, by then I should have my assessor ride because my appointment is next week Friday at 10 o'clock.
Oh, so you got to get a physical and all of that again?
Yeah, and I called my doctor and made the appointment. I went and got the physical and the letter for them and everything. And then I just got to, you know, go to, they're going
to
pick me
them.
Up.
Right.
Yeah, now I got to go back to them. They're going to pick me up, and then they're going to bring me back home. So I'm
right,
hoping
right.
that they will give me the thing and everything the same time, you know?
Yeah.
So I'll be able to use my accessory because it costs me too much money to go back and forth to my doctor's.
Yeah.
You know, it's like $15 one way, $15 to come back home. And I don't got that kind of money to be spending twice a week. And right now they got me in therapy too.
Mm.
Yeah, and therapy is twice a week, every Tuesdays and Thursdays. That's like $60 in 2 days. Oh.
But you know what? And I don't know your medical coverage, but a lot of times when you had to spend out of your pocket, you let your insurance company know, and they will reimburse you.
Really? I didn't know that.
I was
well,
waiting
I have to
for
call
extra
the union.
Help. I was waiting for extra help, and they did not approve me. You know, they said whatever, my income or something was such that they wouldn't cover my prescriptions.
Yeah.
So I was paying out of pocket. I mean, I got medicine one time that cost me $132, you know?
Right, exactly.
One thing. It was five tubes of it, but one thing, a pain kind of ointment. And I ended up taking it back because I didn't want that, you know? It was back, whatever. But anyway,
right.
I got credit back from CVS. So
okay.
I couldn't find the receipt, so they gave me a little credit card that I could spend on with them, and I got that back. But after that time, Extra Help contacted me to reimburse me since I had spent something over a year, and they sent me a nice little check, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But just saying that. You speak with your insurance. I don't know who you got your coverage through.
The union, but see, I don't pay for anything. The only thing I pay for is the specialist.
That,
so I have to pay co-payment to the specialist. Like when
you,
I go.
Yeah, every specialist is a co-payment. I don't know none that you don't. But since you've been going in your way, let them know that it's kind of a burden, you know?
Yeah.
They like to know anything about it. And see what happens. Let me know if you do that and, you know, if you get some money back.
Okay.
They should. Cause
that's a lot of money to be spending.
And a lot of times some of the medical insurance, they offer transportation. Yours doesn't offer transportation?
I don't know because I never inquire about these things. I just
maybe you know. Now to inquire. You should have done that a while ago.
I should have, but you know me. Yeah.
So what kind of insurance you have? Who you
Aetna.
Covered?
I have Aetna HMO.
So check them out and find out if they cover your trips to and from the doctor.
Yeah, because I'll call
they don't
the number.
Cover other things like supermarket and anything you would do to come and see me, but they cover your medical trips, dentist, you know, anything going to your clinic and hospital, they will cover that. I don't know what Aetna does, but I'm saying inquire, and you won't know if you're mad.
Yeah, exactly.
And they might reimburse you for what you've done already.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Know?
So I will give them a call tomorrow to find out.
Okay.
Because
let me know how it goes, because I
will.
I would think that's okay.
Yeah.
Especially during the COVID time, they know people have to still do stuff, and, you know, money is kind of
tight.
Tight. You know?
Yeah.
Twice a week, too. That's $30 a visit, right?
Yeah, and I have to go for 6 months. I have to go to the physical therapy from now until September.
That's a lot.
It is.
That's a lot.
It really is.
But see what you can do. And otherwise, your accessory will be kicking in another week or so.
Right. Exactly.
But I would still try to get that money back.
Oh, yeah. Because I have all my receipts, because I tell them to give me the receipts so that I can, you know, get reimbursed
right
for my insurance. Some of them, because they, you know, they don't take cash money. They take your debit card or credit card.
Yeah. Right.
So I just give them my debit card. And they pulled the $10. It's only $10, but $10 adds up, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And
I know.
You know, it goes like, okay, $10, I can buy some bread, some eggs, and some milk.
That's it.
Absolutely, because they refuse to give me any food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a
but
senior.
See what you can do. See what you can do and let me know.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. And I'm good.
You're
I'm
so
glad
welcome.
I did mention it to you so
I'm glad
I wouldn't never
too.
Know.
There should be a way. I think, you know, I don't know, but I think there should be a way that they will pay for your transportation.
Right, because I know that I know some people who use their Medicare card, Medicaid, one of them cards, and they, you know, like they can call, they have service that they could send a car for you to go back and forth to your doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But because I had, you know, the accessoride, I didn't bother.
Of course. And I just want to say one more thing. A lot of these Medicare programs now are soliciting people to get a second part or a third part on their Medicare card that they didn't have before, and that includes the transportation.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you signed up for part, you know, C or whatever, but
no,
check it out.
Ours is all done through the union. When we retired, the union, you know, they keep switching us from, you know, different companies. Before we had Emblem, and Emblem, you know, I didn't have to pay nothing. And then they switched us over.
Yeah, but that's not Medicare. I'm
Aetna.
Talking about Medicare.
Oh.
It's not Medicare.
Oh, okay.
Well, they're calling me, asking me to listen to somebody in my area to update my Medicare, and I'm like, I'm not really interested in that at this moment, you know, but they offer, you see the commercials on TV, they offer you meals, and they offer you transportation.
I saw that this morning.
That's what
news.
I'm saying. You need to look into that and see if you can get the services that you need, which includes transportation to and from your medical appointment.
Yeah, okay. I would check it out. Yeah, I'll call them.
And I don't even think you have to have that extra thing on to get the trips, because I think Emblem offered me trips to and from the doctor, too.
Yeah, but we don't have Emblem anymore. I mean, I don't have Emblem anymore.
I heard you, but I'm saying I believe it might be basically the same thing.
Oh,
they might offer you trips.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Aetna, they might offer you trips. You got, if you don't ask, you'll never know.
That's true. Okay.
Okay.
All righty then.
All right.
So you take care. I'll see you on Sunday on the program.
Well, God willing, I'll see you on speak to you on Saturday.
I don't know why I always kind of like block. I guess because after Sunday, I don't talk to you guys until the weekend.
You're looking forward to Sunday. That's why you don't think about Saturday.
Hey, you're right. You are absolutely right. I don't know. I just
I understand,
Sunday.
But like
you
I
know,
said,
yeah.
God
okay.
willing, I will be on
Saturday
with part two of my poem, okay?
Yes.
And I'll be running because I got to get out of here. Like,
yeah, I know. Okay.
I want to be there about 12:30.
Right.
All right.
So that's
okay.
what I said. Well, yeah. So God bless you. Have a good evening.
You too.
And I will talk with you on Saturday.
Man, God willing. Love you. Be safe.
Love you too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Shalom.
Shalom. Okay, let's rise on up out of here. Praise be to God. Late 19, don't make no sense. Just close you on out.